Hey everyone, welcome to Smash Trivia. I'm your host, Smash Trivia John. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram by searching Smash Trivia to follow everything happening with me. I'll be the one with a big old green head in the profile picture. So excited to get into this. This is the Gamma Analysis. Basically, in this series, I'm going to review everything Hulk, all the movies, TV shows, and I also do random other geeky films. Occasionally not so geeky ones too, and I also like to mix things up once in a while by not reviewing anything. Hope you enjoy Smash Trivia Presents The Gamma Analysis. I want to ask everyone listening, if they can please do sign for me, please share the hell of this podcast with all your friends. If you don't, Hulk will be angry. And Smash Trivia has a Patreon too, so please check that out. We have some fantastic extra content on there. I bet you'll have a Hulk smashing good time. The tiers are as follows: $1 a month is Hulkaholic for a dollar, $3 a month is The Reading Room with Hulky and Shulky, and $5 a month is Smashing the TV. I also now offer custom trivia games on Fiverr, so if you want to take your game night to the next level, you can hire me. A link to the Fiverr is in the episode description. Now that we have all that important stuff out of the way, let's smash right into this episode. Hey, my Gamma friends. Today I'm joined by Annabelle from the Variant Vendetta podcast. How are you doing, Annabelle?
I am good. I'm very happy to be podcasting again.
I'm glad to have you. And I'm excited for Variant Vendetta to be coming back. I've seen all you guys' teases as have been happening.
I don't know what you're talking about, John. I don't know. I believe there are some cobwebs being dusted, but I think I might get in trouble if I say any more.
Okay. we're going to review Suburban Gothic. This is a horror comedy starring Kat Dennings as a goth girl, which I really like that idea.
Oh yeah, she's Kat Dennings is amazing in anything she is in.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, definitely. As always, for our Hulkaholic for a dollar, we have Derek Sager, Gabriel Floral, and Film Critter. And due to the Hollywood strikes, I'm trying not to review any struck work, aka stuff from the ATP. And I believe that this film isn't struck, which is why we're doing this. And also, I thought this would be a fun one for our October, or for the spooky month. So it's this film. I really enjoyed it, but there are definitely things about it that I didn't enjoy so much.
Yeah, this I think I can say I pleasantly enjoyed this film as well.
to expect out of this film.
I know. It's one of those ones where you're like, this is really bad, but it's good because it's bad.
Yeah. I do really like the chemistry between Kat Dennings and the other lead actor. I think they were really good together in this.
Oh yeah. Matthew Gray Gubler, I think is how you pronounce his last name. Gubler. Okay. I don't know. But he's Spencer. I believe his name is Spencer in the show. It's been a while since I've watched it. He's in Criminal Minds, and he is amazing. He's such a great actor.
I love his character's personality and Ali. And the idea that they're subverting any expectations of having this. The idea of a stereotypical gay guy, but he's straight. I love that.
Oh, yeah. And he's like the sarcastic asshole, too.
Yeah.
That is just very blunt. I love it. He was perfect for this role.
Yeah,
he
definitely
smashed it.
I was thinking this was just going to be like, because the synopsis says that they're going after a ghost. I was thinking like just classic white sheet ghost sort of thing.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't even think I read the description. I think I saw Kat Dennings and Matthew Gray, and I was like, yep, sold. We're watching that.
Oh yeah. It definitely is a very fun time. I don't think I've ever hated a character played by Ray Wise as much as I hated the dad in this film.
Oh my God, he was a prick, wasn't he?
God, yeah, he was like the most the stereotypical racist as well boomer dad.
Oh, he was the actual worst. And
Yeah.
then the mom, like, was so funny because you can tell, like, she does not love him, like, at all. And she's,
Yeah.
like, having an affair with the
Yeah.
landscaper. They're doing landscaping, I'm assuming.
I
I don't
think they're
even
that. I
know what
think
they were
they
supposed to be
were.
doing.
I think they were supposed to be building something, but I don't
I
know
think so
exactly.
too.
That was very interesting to me. They definitely from the beginning they're setting up the fact that she does not love him. And we see her in bed holding a picture of the landscaper. And when they did that and then showed that he was sleeping in another room, I thought that this was like just a mutual thing of they were very obviously they're separate, and they both know it. But then so I found it weird when later in the film the dad he made a point to say that your mother was sucking his dick, which was like wow.
Yeah, I think it was I mean, obviously we don't know what marriages were like back in the 50s and 60s when it was like the woman's role to be the homemaker pretty much. But I feel like there was a lot of women being in marriages that they didn't want to be in because they had to survive in the world. And it was like just a let me appease him and then I can appease myself later on.
I guess I
That
just
was the
found
vibe I was getting from her.
I just found it strange because they made a point earlier in the film to have that he sleeps in a separate room, so it sounds like he knows that the marriage is over, but then they're still doing things like that later in the film, I guess.
Well, he probably implemented that rule because he was probably like, oh, you're hogging the
Probably.
bed. Blah, 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 blah. Stupid man shit.
Yeah. He also like he very much likes his football team so much more than his own child. And I kind of feel like he like when they're doing that award thing, I think he might have only given awards to white people while they're on the team.
I think he did. Yeah.
Yeah. We only saw one, but then the other person's name was Jimmy, which is a very white person name.
Yeah. And he also made remarks, like
Yeah.
semi-racist remarks.
Yeah. Yeah. It can't I he cannot understand the idea that Black people and Latino people are different.
Yeah.
Like,
And also, not all Black people love grape soda. Like, that was a very
it's very.
racist stereotype thing to
Oh
say.
yeah, oh yeah. There's so much with it's with him.
He's also a perv, too. Did you catch that?
He's definitely a perv. At least for most of the moments, at least it's with people his age.
No, did
There
you
was one. Okay,
catch?
yeah, there was one moment where he. Well, oh yeah, there were two other moments where he was looking at people younger than him. But the bigger his moments, I thought, was the one where he was staring at them while they were doing their exercise. So
Okay, there's
I.
that. But the one that's
Yeah.
really sticking out in my mind right now is he's in the bathroom
Yeah. Oh
and he's going through the
yeah.
yearbook of the school that he teaches at. And he stops on a picture of a young lady that is in one of his classes. Yeah.
When I saw that scene, I was like, at first I was like, we did not need that close up of his crotch to show he has a boner. But then right afterwards, I was like, yeah, that was really funny. He
Yeah,
deserved that. He absolutely
was
deserved
funny.
that. If anyone listening wants to, I mean, A demon broke his dick.
Yep, snapped it right in
Oh
half.
man. And then at the end of the film, Cat Daddy's character kicks him in the balls, which I imagine that with having a broken dick already beforehand probably hurt a lot.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Oh man, that was really funny. I when after so this I mentioned to Annabelle before we started recording. There's a very weird scene where our main character is about to start art masturbating and stuff comes down from the ceiling and then a baby head starts swirling around him. After that scene though, we see he gets I think Becca might be the name that I am of Cat Daddy's character. She comes and he's like, "Well, why do you believe me?" And I'm like, and I'm just thinking to myself, I'm guessing you told her about what just happened. Nobody would make that up. That is just way too crazy a sign to make up.
That is it, unless you're actually crazy.
Yeah. Like that's a very weird thing to tell someone if it were not true. Even if it is true, it's still a weird thing to tell someone.
I know, right? I feel like that'd be something to take to the grave.
Yeah. Let's see, I particularly had a little bit of an issue with it that was very weird. And this is just because of my personal things of that gross me out. And when Becca pukes out eyes, because I hate eyes.
Yeah, that kind of got me there for a second
Like,
too. I was kind of like, oh.
why?
But the scene that really, like, I kind of had to look away for a second because it was just so, it was weird and it was just
The fingernail or
gross.
toenails, the
Yes,
toenail
the
one.
toenails and
Yeah,
the
I was like,
piano.
oh,
Oh,
why?
it was
Why?
terrible.
Oh
Oh,
man.
it wasn't even like a gory scene. It wasn't even that bad. It was just
Yeah.
weird and uncomfortable, and the effects were just bad.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh wow. That scene was just like, whoa. I really enjoyed how it kind of this film kind of like flips the narrative and said out of it being the guy is always the or that is always the hero and the girl's the damsel in distress. Every time it was Becca was coming to his to save him, which I love that.
That's because Kat Dennings is a
Oh
boss
yeah.
ass bitch.
Fuck yeah.
She's amazing. And
Oh yeah.
she did this role perfectly. She
Yeah.
was great. She's great in
Yeah.
any role she's in, honestly.
Yeah. Oh man. To be honest, though, I don't think this would ever get a sequel. This is something I would not mind a sequel to. I think it would actually be really fun seeing them actually running the a supernatural investigator service together.
Oh yeah, it's like a Scooby-Doo 2.0, but bad.
Yeah, I would really enjoy it being a sequel. Sadly, I expect since it's a very not well-known film and it wasn't released on a streaming service that's not something that could ever happen.
Yeah, if
I feel like if it had been released on a streaming service, it absolutely would have gotten a sequel.
Yeah, I think it would have got good reviews because, like, yeah, this is obviously one of those horror movies that's supposed to be bad, but it had a good plot to it. There was some funny writing. The effects were bad, but I'm assuming they were bad on purpose to
Yeah, probably.
overall tie in. But it's like it's not a terrible movie. And you
Oh,
know, I
no.
don't like
No.
watching bad movies. I really
Yeah.
don't, but I enjoyed this.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. The I did find very strange how throughout the film, every time we saw the dead father of the child. He was shirtless every time. Like, why? Why did you need that?
That was kind of odd. Why? Considering it seemed to be a time where everybody was clothed to like head to toe, even in like the hot summer months.
When I first watched this on Monday night, I watched it a second time today, but I didn't realize that that they had been shot by these just people who came into their house. I thought it was the dad who shot his own daughter and then shot himself for sighing. I was like, wow. But then today I was like, I'm glad that I watched this a second time.
Oh my gosh, you watched this twice?
Yeah.
I don't think I could bring myself to watch it again. I think I'd have to save it for
understand.
next year to watch it again.
Understandable. I'm trying to think. What else? I was about the film. There's not a lot about really to talk about with this film. It's definitely not a very deep film. But I can't really think of many other criticisms of it.
So this movie, it's not a very scary movie, but there was one scene that I got the heebie-jeebies, I got a little creeped out, and it was when they were doing the seance with Zelda. I can't remember what exactly it was in that scene that creeped me out, but I don't, there's something about like possession that really just I
I
can't
can
do.
understand
But then I was quickly brought back to reality because this is
that.
a comedy. It's a horror comedy.
One thing near the end of the film, I found a little strange. It almost when the cops came and aimed to cuff up and try to take away the main character. It kind of seemed like they didn't even notice the fact that there's just a child skeleton in the right in front of them. I was like, what? How do you not notice that? And why are you not? Not like maybe this is more complicated than we should just than just arrest this guy.
Right?
It
And what year is this movie supposed to take place? Because it seems like 60s or 70s,
don't
80s.
know.
Like what decade is this?
I don't know.
Because the clothing choices are one thing, and then the way like Raymond's house is decorated is like this seems to be like a 70s, 80s household here.
It was interesting to me how just like we get introduced to the character. I think it was like a supposed to be a cousin of the main character, but then after that character's second scene, he's just never seen again and not even mentioned again.
Right? He was an odd character, too.
At first, right after they mentioned that they needed a pendant for this thing, I was honestly thinking the tw plot twist was going to be that it was the pendant that was around his neck that his cousin had given him, and that and this whole time he'd been searching for it, and it was just there. He just already had it.
That would have been a good option to go with than what they did.
It was weird it was definitely weird that he got it from the daughter of the owner of the head of the construction company, of which whom just happened to be the person that he usually watches on. What kind of coincidence is that?
That was comedy right there. That was comedy writing right there. That was like a scary movie writing.
And also, like, I'm assuming that's supposed to mean that the reason that the building got guy was taken was because he stole the pendant, but why did they just take the pendant from him while they had him, I guess? Like, I feel like that would have made sense.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe is it because spirits can't, well, that wouldn't make sense because they got him. I was gonna say, can spirits not like grab things?
Yeah,
But they
they
grabbed
grabbed
him.
him. They also stabbed Becca because she dropped the body.
Yep. That's reasonable. If I was haunting somebody and they moved my body and dropped my body, I'd probably
Yeah,
stab them too.
yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Though I'm not sure it was actually as malicious as the old lady made it seem of like, oh, she's been marked and art, and she can't be here now. Like, I feel like they just got annoyed that she dropped their body.
Right?
Yeah.
It wasn't even like they stabbed her in the side or anything. It was a cut on the hand. That was it.
Well, previously we've seen that it seems that that things just go back to normal or something after the haunting is over, but for some reason that actually stayed unlike everything else. Like I healed some, but there was still like a scar from it, which was interesting to me.
That is interesting and also badass. I would love to have a scar from a ghost.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that'd be cool. I thought it was really funny right after the masturbation scene where he jumps out the window. His parents happily walking by. He's like, well, I was masturbating. He could not think of a good response there.
There was a couple things in this movie that like actually made me laugh out loud, which I wasn't
Oh,
expecting. The first one was at the bar that Becca works at, and Raymond and Becca, they're like having a dance party, but like they're actually having a dance party. Like in most movies, it's like some choreographed bullshit, but this is like bad dancing that
Yeah.
like a normal person would do. It was fantastic. And then after the whole masturbation thing, he's telling Becca about everything, and he's like, "We need. I know how to do th how to fix it. Like, we need to do this and this and this." And she's like, "We?" And he said, "Shit, yeah." I said, "We? You got a banana in your ear or something?" That shit made me laugh so hard. Oh my God.
I really like the like when he rebutted his dad at the dining table, say, where his dad was like, we don't think that your way of dressing is okay here in the United States, and he was like, you dress like a drug dealer. Like, I thought that was really funny.
Did the dad say that to Raymond, or did Raymond say that to his dad, that
Yeah,
he
so
dresses like a d drug dealer?
Raymond said to his dad that his dad dresses like a drug dealer in response to his dad being like, you can't wear the European style clothing that you like to wear.
What's really funny about that is like Raymond wears clothes that looks like he would wear, like, looks like they're sized for a little boy.
I mean,
And
maybe he does that because he has no money. Since before this, as I he wasn't able to get a job, and I'm guessing he'd had nowhere really to live, so he probably didn't have money to keep getting clothes as he grew up.
that's a logical way to think of it. I thought of it. See, you thought the logical way. I thought the psychological way, where I was like, oh, he probably mentally stopped maturing at the age of a little boy. So he's like, because he's got daddy issues, of course.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Once I was reading on IMDb that I found interesting. So apparently there's a moment I didn't even notice this, but there's a moment where he says where we find out that he wears mismatched socks, and apparently that is was not a mistake or a character or a choice. It was just the actors is superstitious about wearing matching socks.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
That's an odd superstition to
Yeah, I
have.
don't know what the hell he thinks is gonna happen if he wears matching socks, but okay.
That's odd. Yeah, I've heard some weird things, but that's really odd. Oh. Mismatched socks.
Thing. I thought it was funny how there was a recurring joke about how this one guy I guess he allegedly figured a girl on the bus and she was sleeping, and they just keep bringing it back up throughout the film.
Yeah, it was weird, and it's funny too because the guy that allegedly did this is like this very well-loved guy in the community.
Yeah, and everybody in the community be like, they have to bring it up that it's a legend, and it's like I feel like everybody would know it's definitely something to happen since it would be a busload full of kids that would have seen it.
Yeah, and where's the girl? Where? Let's get her statement.
I particularly found it funny when he brought it up to the guy's mom.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
that was funny.
And she very quickly like dismisses it and is like, oh, it was alleged, like it didn't happen. But then he leaves and she immediately looks at his mom and is like, there's something wrong with your son. Like bitch, excuse you?
Oh man. Oh, I'm glad though at least his mom was good, unlike his dad.
Yeah, she was good, but she also had these moments, these very slight moments where you're like, she's being kind of racist, but she's like, I don't think she knows that she's being racist. You know what I mean? Poor thing. Bless her heart.
I really enjoyed when Raymond was as being a substitute teacher instead, because his dad was in the hospital, and he just immediately he told them, "I am your substitute teacher because my dad has a broken boner." And then he proceeded to lay into this one kid about how they're being homophobic, and I absolutely loved that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and the ending of that scene, he's as they're about to leave, he's like, "Oh, and fuck you guys." I love that.
Doesn't he do the he does that fuck you, fuck you, fuck
Yeah,
you.
they they both have that at the end of the film with the line of people, but when he was in the classroom, as he was leaving, he told the kids that is oh, fuck you guys, as he they were walking out of the classroom. Yeah, I love when their big moments is where people say fuck you to someone in films.
And it's like they say fuck you to people that you shouldn't be saying that to, like a room full of teenagers. You probably shouldn't be saying that, but that's what makes it hilarious because I think we all have that moment where we just have this fucking snot nosed teenager that we're just like, fuck you, bro.
I expect that student probably was so surprised that a teacher dared aired talk back at her.
Never gonna forget that.
But also, it was so weird how she's like, she particularly was like, "Oh, your dad must be so disappointed in you being gay because he is the captain of a football team." I'm not sure how those correlate of being a captain of a football team and being homophobic.
Well, I think she was going for because a lot, at least from what I've seen, a lot of movies around high school, the football coach is like a very stereotypical white male that is like
I can understand that.
homophobic and yeah, all only cares about football and peaked in high school and missed the glory days. I think that's what she was getting at.
I can see that. I think I really enjoyed at the very end of the film. We see all of these ghosts. They're just hanging out after out in front of where the investigation Asian place is,
Oh yeah, they're
including
partying.
yeah, it including one of them. And I'm pretty sure it was supposed to be a stereotypical flasher. Asher, he had a trench coat open.
Oh my God, I didn't catch that. That's hilarious.
There was just in the it was just in the background from behind this guy. I who was obviously supposed to be a ghost. He had a trench coat open. Also enjoyed the two who were on who were sitting on top of the gas station.
I feel like I'm gonna need to go back and pause and look at all of the ghosts now. That's awesome.
See, is there anything else about the film that you want to say?
Let's see. We pretty much got to a ton of the points that I had written down. There is one moment that made me laugh. I want to say it's towards the end of the movie because it's at the end of my notes, but I don't remember when I stopped taking notes and was just watching the movie. But Becca smacks Raymond in the junk. She like
Yeah,
nut
yeah.
she nut taps him and he's like, oh, that felt good.
Yeah. That was great. Oh my God. I'm not surprised that eyes he enjoys his pain.
Right?
Oh man.
Yeah, that one got me. And based on the fact that this is not on any streaming services and that when you Google it, it takes you to a free website that it's on. We watched it on the same website, I'm assuming.
I started watching on that website, but then it froze, so I ended up using some other methods to watch it.
Okay, I had an issue with that too. It kept freezing and
Yeah,
I had
like
to keep Xing out and then going back. It was driving me
yeah, it was
insane.
so annoying. I'm like, oh my God, I haven't dealt with this kind of eye freezing in many years.
Right? Oh my God, it was bad. But that was bad. But the thing that drove me up the fucking wall was I got like a commercial break of five ads, literally every 10 minutes of this 90-minute movie,
Oh my
and it
God.
was the same commercial five times
Oh,
every
that
10
sucks.
minutes. Dude, it drove me
That's
nuts.
so that's annoying.
Was the worst.
That's I definitely I would definitely be a pain. I'm pretty sure I got like a couple different commercials while I was still using that. But yeah, it was definitely annoying. That the fact that there was for mine it was six commercials each time. I'm
Oh
like,
shit.
wow,
Yeah, that's worse.
that's a like you're probably only watching as many commercials as you're watch or as much time in commercials as you are of the actual film. Like, I'm pretty
Yes.
sure I'm pretty sure I started actually watching the film around 11 o'clock on Monday night, and I didn't get done with it till like 1:20. I'm like, what? How?
It's because of all the freezing and then
Like,
the
yeah,
commercials.
like this isn't that long a film. How? This is crazy.
I know it's only 90 minutes. It's not
Yeah,
that
it's
long
not.
at all. I was like, this is going to be a piece of cake. And then I got
Oh
the first ad break and I was like, oh, okay, this might be a
yeah.
little bit longer. And then I got more. And then the freezing started
It's
like towards the end and it was driving me up the wall.
it's really annoying to me how I think sites are getting smarter are because like it used to be I could put keep my ad blocker on and I wouldn't get any ads on places even though oh there's supposed to be ads Now, most sites I get on, there's still ads. They've somehow figured out ways to get around it.
Because you have to fucking pay if you don't want the ads now.
They
Like
right now.
Hulu, I am this close to giving in
I
and paying for the no ads on Hulu because they're
oh
just ridiculous.
they hey the other day I was in the middle of watching a video on YouTube, and it all of a sudden said, "We noticed you have an ad blocker on. That's not allowed on here." I'm like, "Yeah, I know, but I've been using this for many years." And you and so I guess you're now just getting smarter somehow and be able to figure this shit out.
Dude, it's fucking AI, man.
Yeah.
They
Oh my God.
need to chill on the AI. Have we not made so many movies about how it's a bad idea? Why are we still doing it?
That's the AI's really annoying. I'm glad that there's I'm glad that because of these strikes that are going on, hopefully they're gonna start regulating it, make it so that it's not something that they can just replace people with. Like, oh my God.
I don't even, what was the point of it? Like, why did they even start in the first place? Like, why?
Wait, okay. There are places where AI isn't a bad thing that they're I think. But in any situation where it's taking people's jobs, I don't think that's it should be there. I've heard apparently that there are great advancements happening because of AI in the medical field, and that's really cool. But
Okay,
then
yeah.
other places, there definitely needs to be regulation and to stop it from actually taking people's jobs.
Yeah, but I mean, we do live in America where if the white man can save himself some money to,
And
they're gonna do whatever.
even though it, oh, in the future, the AI won't need that white man anymore.
No, it'll be an ex
Yeah.
machina situation there.
Oh my God.
That
Yeah.
movie still haunts my dreams to this day.
I don't think there's much else to talk about for this film, so I'm gonna start winding down this. I would like to give you the chance, as always, always give me signs that you'd like me to say in an announcer voice, always,
Oh,
if you'd
fuck.
like.
I forgot about this. Oh, fuck. You
Yeah,
put me on the spot.
I
Oh, I got it written here,
type
right here, because it was just so funny to me. Do you want me to type it in
it in the chat.
the chat? Okay. Un momento,
Yeah,
everybody.
there's
Boom.
it. Yeah, I said we got a banana in your car or something. Oh God. Oh man, I loved it, doing the announcer voice and stuff. It's so much fun doing voices. Oh man. Well, is there anything left you'd like to say before I end this off?
Go watch this movie. It's not a waste of 90 minutes. You'll laugh, I promise. I
You'll
promise. You'll
laugh.
laugh.
You'll laugh. You're probably gonna be grossed out at different moments, but you got Kat Dennings being a goth girl. So there's not a lot can take away from that.
Yeah, and if you love sarcastic asshole banter, you're gonna like this. Because that's like 90% of the script.
Oh yeah, definitely. Hey, I wouldn't expect it, but honestly, if the if director of this ever does see this, please make a sequel. That would be so much fun. Oh my God. Hey, I was also watching this movie, a called Gravy, for my Patreon the other day, and afterwards I was watching that, I was like, man, this would be it would be really fun if there were a sequel to this. Sadly, I expect there's no chance it's that, because it was also another indie film.
Yeah, probably. That's sad.
Thank you everyone for listening. If you like this game and analysis, please give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or a 5-star rating on Spotify. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the episodes. Please let me know. If you'd like to listen to more from me, please subscribe. Many more analysis is coming, so keep on the lookout. This again is your host, Smash Ray John, signing off.